My name is Marian Miravet-Sorribes. When I was only 22 years old, I gave birth to my second child. Shortly after his birth, he got serious breast problems. I went into a state of a shock. Luckily, he fully recovered. That shock opened me to the core of my heart. It made me realize that I had a calling. To work as a healer and releaser, and to live as a pilgrim to this world. I have dedicated my life to work with people. I work with both individuals, groups, and large companies. The sessions built on my 40 years of experience working as a psychotherapist and connection and understanding of the divine feminine through Mary Magdalene, the archangels, healing, and shamanism. All my work is based on the purpose of supporting you in your journey to get better at listening to your inner self and to let your heart guide you. My wish is to help you to release your full inner potential. I work with energies and I will guide you in finding answers and directions in your life and to realize that there is support to receive from your inner spiritual connection to overcome challenges in both your private life and work life. I work in central Copenhagen, Jyllinge in the northern part of Zealand, and in Blockhus by Vesterhavet, where I offer shorter and longer courses and retreats for both groups and individuals. On top of that, I do talks and workshops all over the country for companies and associations. And you can meet me online. For 25 years, I have worked intensely with Mary Magdalene as a representative for the divine feminine energy. My own deep inner work with the Gospel of Mary was the inspiration for my first book, The Wisdom of Mary Magdalene and the Nine Portals, using the Gospel of Mary Magdalene to unleash your full potential. The connection to the divine feminine energy is today at the core of all my activities. The following is an introduction to Mary Magdalene, her life and teachings, and how we can be inspired by her in our lives today. Mary Magdalene is the only woman in Christianity who has her own gospel. And she is the only author of a gospel who lived at the same time as Jesus. Through her gospel, we understand that Mary Magdalene collaborated closely with Jesus as a spiritual teacher. She was visible and worked as an equal by his side together with him. She became a bridge between Jesus and the disciples, and in the despair after Jesus was crucified and resurrected, Mary Magdalene, through her words, courage and clarity, inspired the others to open and connect their hearts so they could each continue their work. In modern terms, one could say that Mary Magdalene did her inner work. She was released, healed, so she could unfold her full potential. She was brave, she was clear in her words and actions. She was persistent, visionary, wise, and loving. She was groundbreaking and radical for the society of that time. Because she was all those things and a woman. We understand Mary Magdalene as a spiritual teacher in her own right, a woman with authority and wisdom and an equal to Jesus. She represents the union of the holy masculine energy and the divine feminine energy and is a conveyor of the Holy Spirit. Today we can connect with her energy so she can teach us how to receive more light and spiritual connection. It was never in the cards that I was to write, paint, and actively use sound vibrations and music in my work and in my life. It came to me late, but today I can't imagine a day without actively using my creative sides to have a deeper understanding, integration, and connection to the finer energies and frequencies. I use creativity to open and connect to difficult subjects easily and make them understandable for both me and in my job for my clients and in groups. The creative expression is an integrated part of my approach when I focused on the great questions of life. When I write, the words come to me automatically. After a serious accident in connection to a pilgrim trip to the south of France, I realized this was no longer not just an option for me to write. It was a calling. It was a necessity. Today, I write almost daily, and I experience that the words and the books are a natural expression of my spiritual work. It is a method to materialize the things I work with. I often use singing bowls, tuning forks, and the sound of the voice as a part of my sessions, both for individuals and in groups. These elements support, inspire, and open for a shift in frequencies and balances the energy. Through music and sound waves, we can invite a higher vibration, and it creates, emphasizes, and reminds us of the eternal connection between man and spirit. Sound waves move energy through frequency and can balance and open the areas of the body, mind, and spirit that resonates. The two albums I have published are made by musicians, singers, and audio people whom I have taught and inspired. There is part polyphonic improvised singing based on well-known melodies. There are guided meditations supported by sound and frequencies. And there is original written and composed music with spiritual freedom as its focal point, all created to support and inspire the individual spiritual growth for all. I am a person of the word, and when I read, I hear energy and frequencies. When I go into depth with a text, I read the words several times, and then I meditate on what I have read. Sometimes pictures, colors, and structures manifest in my meditation, calling in a deeper meaning of a text and opening more for nuances and layers of understanding. From this place, I paint. Many of the paintings I have made are used in my books. Some are sold to people who feel that a certain painting resonates on a deeper level. If you are interested in one of the paintings on the website or in my books, please contact me to learn more.